I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, American pastor Andrew Brunson will have his second hearing in Turkey on charges of terrorism and espionage. He was jailed a year and a half ago as part of Turkey's mass arrest campaign following the failed 2016 coup. And since then, he's become a political pawn. The Turkish government is pressuring the U.S. to extradite a Muslim cleric that Ankara believes orchestrated the coup. Washington has not only shut down this idea, but last week, a bipartisan group of 66 senators proposed renewed sanctions on the Turkish government. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says, we can pray.
Certainly Andrew and Noreen Brunson would value continued prayer for justice to be done, for wisdom on the part of his lawyer and on the part of the chief judge in this case, who has the power to release Andrew Brunson.
And an Egyptian military court recently sentenced 36 people to death for their connection to a series of church bombings from December 2016 through the following April. Over 70 people were killed and hundreds more injured. The nation has been under a state of emergency for over a year now, and church security has also been ramped up. Greg Musselman at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's hard to know whether this is a good sign for the Christian community.
Is that because they're trying to send a message to the West? Perhaps that is. Are they concerned about the, you know, fellow Egyptian citizens as Christians, Coptic Christians? That may be the case. You hope that's the case.
So while we don't know the motive of the Egyptian government, we can pray. Ask God to move in Egypt and to change the hearts of those who are hostile to the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.